This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm reminding you that God's path doesn't always take an expected course. In this series, we're talking about God's path for your life. Previously, we talked about how when it feels like we're on unfamiliar terrain, God is still guiding your every step, even when He appears silent. Recently, we talked about Peter healing the lame man outside of the temple. Everyone in the town knew that the man had been lame since his birth 40 years ago. So when they witnessed Peter healing him, 5,000 people turned to Christ. But the religious leaders were threatened by the power Peter demonstrated, so they called him in to speak before the council after they had him arrested. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter stood before the council with both confidence and humility as he told them how he healed the man by the power of Christ. The religious leaders remained confused. They saw Peter as a common, uneducated man. They knew he had not gone through the normal training courses in their rabbinical schools, yet he spoke with eloquence and authority about the path to salvation when standing before the court, similar to today's Supreme Court. Just because your life's path doesn't take a course that society believes it should take doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. Rather, you're on God's path, which will lead you to fulfilling your life's purpose through Him. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost of Blessings and subscribe to the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, embrace your different path.